This episode is brought to you by Toddl. Toddl is a teacher-built, AI-powered platform that's more than a learning management system. The founders of Toddl are former teachers who realized their workflow was broken as they struggled between systems that didn't talk to each other. So they created Toddl, a teaching and learning platform for K-12 progressive schools. Toddl goes beyond a typical LMS, streamlining all aspects of teaching, from curriculum planning and mapping to assessments and gradebook to progress reports and family communication. This includes standards and competency-based learning, student portfolios, project-based learning, and much more. So if you're looking for a new platform or want to stay ahead of the curve and want the best tools for your teachers, check out Toddl. We've linked to their website in the show notes. Their team is very responsive, and if they ask, tell them Atlas sent you. This episode of Talking Technology with Atlas is brought to you by Toddl. Atlas thanks our vendors for their support. Welcome to Talking Technology with Atlas, the show that plugs you into the important topics and trends for technology leaders, all through a unique independent school lens. We'll hear stories from technology directors and other special guests from the independent school community and provide you with focused learning and deep dive topics. And now, please welcome your host, Christina Llewellyn.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Talking Technology with Atlas. I'm Christina Llewellyn, the Executive Director of the Association of Technology Leaders in Independent Schools. And today I join you without my regular co-host because we're doing sort of a special podcast episode where I've invited members of the Atlas staff to come and talk to me a little bit about our upcoming annual conference. I know every association probably thinks that their annual conference is just the best thing since sliced bread and all that, but I actually think that Atlas's conferences are very special. I've been in the community now for about 5 years, and every year that we have a gathering of the Atlas community, it sort of surprises me how incredible the energy is and how supportive the environment is. And so we thought we would just take a few moments, hop on the pod, and chat a little bit about our upcoming event in Reno in the beginning of April. So I'd like to introduce you to some of my incredible teammates. First, Dr. Ashley Cross. She's our Senior Director of Education and Content here at Atlas.
Hey, everybody. Good morning.
I'd also like to introduce you to Kelsey Watson. She's our Director of Membership, Marketing, and Events.
Hey, everyone. I'm super happy to be here.
And last but certainly not least, you may recognize this voice from some of our podcast work, Peter Frank. He is our Senior Director of Certification and Operations. Hey, Peter.
Hello, everyone. And I feel like our conference actually is better than sliced bread.
I mean, and coming from someone who is allergic to gluten, I think it's better than sliced gluten-free bread. So I'm with you guys on this.
Sure.
I agree with you there.
So we're going to take a couple minutes and just sort of walk people through it, especially if you've never attended a conference before or if you're a little bit more introverted. Sometimes these events can be a little bit overwhelming. So the first question I'll throw out to everyone, do you have a way to sort of capture the energy of the Atlas conference? I sometimes have a hard time putting it into words. How would you describe the Atlas annual conference?
It's like a family reunion of maybe family that you haven't seen in a while, but when you get together, there's just that immediate click, like, oh, years have passed, but this is amazing. And so the beautiful thing is, even if you have never been before, we do a lot to really help you feel comfortable and to welcome you to our event. There is a meetup for first timers or people that are traveling solo. So if you're a little intimidated by that, that's okay. Come find us. Come find the Atlas staff. And we'll have a meetup before the very first networking reception. And then we also do facilitated events all throughout. So for example, early in the conference, we have a meetup for women in tech. And so you meet these people early on, and then you start bumping into them in the halls. You'll see them in sessions. And so we try to do a lot to help you feel comfortable and to help you ease in. But the attendees themselves, they're absolutely amazing. Our community is just so vibrant and so open and welcoming that I think that you will immediately be at ease and find your people.
I'll echo what Ashley said. I've been with Atlas since 2021. And although some people may not know that I am a little bit of an introvert, walking into a room of people I don't know is terrifying to me. My very first event was a retreat in Seattle, and I walked in and I just even though I was staff, even though I'm not a school technologist, I just felt like these were my people. This is a community I'm happy to be a part of. And then going to the annual conference was just that amplified. Everyone is welcoming. Everyone is excited to be there. I love that our community shares so much. If someone is struggling at the conference, you can point to someone else who has maybe gone through that struggle, and they're so happy to just connect with each other and problem solve and troubleshoot. Walking around the conference as a staffer, I love overhearing the conversations that are happening and the problems that are being solved right on the spot. It just makes me happy. It's my favorite time of year.
And Peter, you joined the Atlas staff right after Orlando, so you didn't join us for that event. So last year in Grand Rapids was your first event. What was your takeaway, or what did you think of it?
Yeah, and some of us have worked at several associations. I have as well. So these conferences do have, I'll echo what Ashley said, that almost a support group kind of environment. These are the only people that you can talk to, and they know exactly what you're talking about. You know, we all have our jobs and we go home to our families and friends, and we can talk about our challenges and the things that go well, the things that didn't. And they kind of nod their heads and they try to understand as best they can. But these are the people, like this is the group of people that know exactly what you're talking about. And I certainly saw plenty of that. Yeah, as a first timer myself last year, I certainly felt welcomed. It is certainly a friendly crowd. And I saw a lot of the camaraderie and the learning, the feedback from the attendees. They want to be there. They want to learn. They want to experience all of the value that the conference has to offer. So yeah, it was very positive all around.
So that leads us well into why people generally go is first for the education. So back to Ashley. Tell us a little bit about how the content is organized at the Atlas Conference, because, you know, I think that we do a pretty decent job of making sure everybody understands not only like what sessions are happening in block one or two or three, but we actually on our website, we'll break everything out into different tracks and categories so that depending on what problem someone is coming to the conference to solve, they can pretty quickly identify where they're going to get their answers. So tell us a little bit about how our content is organized and how we make sure that we offer this kind of powerful programming each year.
Yeah, absolutely. So one of the things that I love is that it doesn't matter if you're from the IT side of the house and you need a little bit more of some technical deep dives, or if you're from the academic ed tech, or if you're looking at like change management, leadership, visioning, really have something for everybody. So our tracks include a data and institutional research track, and that's in partnership with CIRIS. That's the Center for Institutional Research at Independent Schools. And they have like a little subset track within ours, and all the Atlas attendees are welcome to attend those sessions as well. We have an EdTech track, IT and cybersecurity. We have a leadership track, as well as included workshops. And I really love these because I think it's a great value. So we have some of these deep dive workshops that are included with the cost of registration. And so they range on things like AI in schools, looking at how to keep your privacy on lock, to a very technical deep dive of how to build and deploy an internal Google Workspace add-on. So again, you're getting those within the regular conference sessions. And we also have some fantastic thought leadership brought to you by our vendor partners. And so the Atlas staff works very closely to include our vendor partners and to really sit down with them and to plan with them so that they're meeting the needs and the specific pain points of our community. And what I also love is that they are partnering with people that are out in the independent school community. A lot of times you're going to see co-presenters from the schools, ranging from the head of school to the tech leader themselves. And so this year we have our tracks that are from Ankara. A lot of those have cybersecurity and data privacy slants to them. Toddle is a newer vendor partner to our space. And y'all, I'm really excited for y'all to get to know them. They are doing some very fascinating things with AI, and their LMS is very interesting. But again, they're partnering with thought leaderships, and their sessions are presented by independent school technologists.
Yeah, that's what I love about our vendor community, is that we really make sure that we embrace them. We don't keep them at arm's length. We pull them in and say, look, you're working with tons of independent schools, and so you're seeing some cool stuff. Let's shape some content that everybody can benefit from. our vendor tracks, I think, are a little bit different than what the typical ones are. So we have Ankara, we have Toddle, and we also have another track from Blackbaud as well.
Yeah, so our friends at Blackbaud, I mean, they've got some really great things. One of their first things right out of the gate is fostering a culture of empowerment to enhance recruitment, retention, and belonging. So they're really speaking to that DEI lens and including these really great and powerful thought leadership tracks that are offered among our sessions. So super excited about those rooms. And the other thing is we have some pre-conference workshops that are from our vendor community as well. We have Adobe for Education is Unleash Your Creative Potential with Adobe Express. They've got a great workshop. And Google has one, Google for Education Security Workshop that's sponsored by CDW. And then we also have two other pre-cons, a Practical Guide to Vendor Vetting and Vendor Management, and Build a Data Warehouse for Your School. And so those last two, you have a hybrid opportunity. So if you're able to go to the conference, we would love to have you there and invite you in person. If for some reason you're not able to make it this year, or maybe some people on your team can't come with you, they can actually attend those sessions virtually, and there'll be some follow-up Zoom sessions as well to accompany those.
We're always looking for ways to make sure that we reach beyond the folks who can come to conference. And so in addition to those hybrid pre-conference workshops where, yes, we'll offer them live in person, but if you can't attend, or Ashley, I love your idea. If there's other people on your team, you know, you can also attend virtually. We're also going to record some of our keynote sessions this year and release those as special podcasts in this feed later on, because I think that the content that we cover in our keynotes is also really carefully honed as well. We're going to have Jeff Shields from NBOA this year joining us to talk about kind of the state of the industry, because so much of the foundation of independent schools and the business model of independent schools is shifting and changing. And our technology teams really need to understand that, not only to be reactive, but maybe be proactive in terms of how they support their schools and the emerging business models that we're sort of seeing come along with this evolution. And then on day two, we're bringing together a group of people to talk about AI, specifically how it is shaping the workforce. Because while I think there are plenty of sessions on AI and how it's impacting education, how we're handling it for our learners and our teachers, keeping our community safe, we have plenty of that content. But what I really wanted to do was kind of draw up to a higher level and take a moment to talk about how AI is shaping the workforce. We are preparing our kids to go to college and then go out into the work world, and AI is already shaping and making drastic impacts on that space. And I think that it's important for all of us to take a moment and really think about where our learners are pointed. And so the keynotes, I think, are going to be really great. And we put a lot of energy and thought into those as well. I want to go back to the vendors for a second, because as I mentioned, our vendor community, we really do look at them as partners. Kelsey, let's go to you for a moment, because I know you work closely with our vendors, and plenty of people are coming to kind of get a look at the Atlas community. We're getting new vendors all the time who want to come to our event. But we often hear that we're a little bit weird in that we kind of pull them in and make them a part of the event. They're not just throwing dollars at a sponsorship. They really are a part of the community. Tell us a little bit about our vendor partners and how we kind of integrate them into the event itself.
Yeah, absolutely. Like you said, we have some phenomenal vendor partners. And one thing as part of my job I like to do is actually meet with them before the event and before they even decide to come, especially if they're, you know, a partner who hasn't worked with us before, to really explain that our conference isn't a big trade show. It isn't a big exhibit floor. We really strategically design our events so that they're central to it. We don't compete for exhibit hall hours. We have dedicated breaks for our members, our attendees, to just go and chat with our vendor partners, see what solutions they may be missing out on, or where enhancements can be made. And I would also be remiss if I didn't mention the amount of food that will also be in our vendor hall. So you go for the snacks and you stay for the solutions, right?
Oh, yeah. We do not go light on food at the Atlas conference. I mean, last year, I think that between the like human charcuterie board, like it literally was the length of multiple humans end to end. Like it was so long, this massive charcuterie display. But we also had our little sushi run too. So that was fun. Atlas community definitely knows how to have a good time.
Yeah, I still dream about that charcuterie display. I wanted to share, many of our listeners might know Alex Immen from Educational Collaborators, and he actually shared with me a little testimonial about coming to the Atlas Conference and why they come year after year. And so I will read from his words. He said, "If you sell an EdTech solution and want to target independent schools, there is simply no better option than Atlas. Not only does Atlas attract thought leaders and decision makers, the association is dedicated to helping tech directors play a more strategic role in their schools. Your solution could be the focus of the tech director's strategic efforts, and no association is going to support your potential client more than Atlas." And I pulled that up because I do really think that it summarizes how we work with our vendor partners and how we incorporate them. You'll see them sitting in on some sessions because they want to learn. They want to know your pain points. They're having meals with us. They're in it. They want to find out what our members need and where they can constantly be improving their solutions. They're a very collaborative community among each other too. And so there's a lot of energy in that vendor hall at our event. And it's a joy to work with our vendor partners.
Yeah, I love how integrated they are into just the mix. It makes me happy to see the community. There's not like a separate sides of the fence kind of thing going on. It's just very all wrapped up together.
Absolutely.
Peter, let's talk about the TLIS. Atlas has had some big news in the last year. Last year from the stage in Grand Rapids, we announced that we had received some incredible, generous funding from the Edward E. Ford Foundation and that we were going to stand up a certification program, a professional certification program. And I can't believe, first of all, how quickly it came together. Did you think a year ago that we would be launching our first test window at the next year's event? Like, to me, I'm still shocked it happened so fast.
Yeah, we certainly, we had planned a longer game, but I guess we, you know, we were fortunate. And we can't say enough about the volunteers that participated that really, I think, helped propel the entire program. Yeah, we felt, we're all aware that the technology continues to expand throughout independent schools. As it expands throughout each of our lives, it evolves constantly and quickly. And we knew through various means, including specific research, that technology leaders at indie schools and the people who hire them were all just kind of desperate for some sort of guidepost, some sort of reference. And Atlas and its amazing volunteers have taken on the challenge of analyzing and assessing all aspects of the technology leader role at independent schools and organizing it into four specific domains. These are the four areas that technology leaders in independent schools should be concerning themselves with, often have to deal with, various objectives beneath each. And we have actually developed an exam. So if a technology leader has enough experience, and if the technology leader continues to develop themselves professionally, keeping up with the best practices, et cetera, then they should have no problem reviewing these questions on this exam and answering them correctly. And now people who have this new certification, we finally have that guidepost or reference so that the technology leaders themselves can feel confident that, yes, I was presented all these scenarios and I answered all these questions correctly. So yes, I'm on the right path. And the people that hire these technology leaders can say, hey, the people who have that certification, they know what's going on. They know what to do. So we're very excited to be offering this for the first time. The first exam window happens to be opening just before the conference begins. So even at this conference, there are a few different things happening at the conference that have to do with the certification, including it's an online exam. However, we're going to offer a quiet space towards the end of the conference. If people want to just get in the same room and take the online exam together, we're going to offer an opportunity for that. Otherwise, they could just take the exam online from wherever they are.
That's cool. So people could, like, they could take the exam and then get on a plane, or they could get back home and get off the plane and take the exam, or just for fun, we've decided to host like this shared experience and people could take the exam together in the same room. That's kind of cool. You can kind of decide what works best for you. And I've heard that some people plan to actually take it right there in Reno and kind of get into the festivity of it.
Yeah. So as the applications have been coming in, numerous people have said, I'm hoping to take it while I'm at the conference. In addition to taking the exam at the conference, many of the volunteers who are part of this new Atlas Certification Council that we've established will be present. There will be numerous info sessions happening each afternoon of the days of the conference where you can talk to the volunteers, you can talk to myself about the program, about the exam. And finally, the conference itself, just attending the conference itself, I refer to professional development. Anyone who attends the conference, whether there's interest in the certification or not, will receive continuing education units, which is important as people apply for the certification, the TLIS, as we've been referring to it. I don't know if we've mentioned that yet. But part of that is you need to have so much professional development accrued, as well as you need to continue accruing continuing education units and professional development to maintain the certification. And the conference itself represents a significant chunk of those required units. So the TLIS is kind of itself becoming very present in our annual conference.
So that basically means that even if somebody is not ready to sit for the certification now, or it isn't really part of their career aspirations at the moment, just attending the conference, they're racking up those CEUs and they could apply them down the road if they choose to pursue this at a future date.
Exactly. They're good for 3 years. So even if you're slightly suspicious, you'd be interested in the certification, attending the conference gets you a big chunk of the required professional development.
You know, that really triggers a thought in me that we saw recently on social media that one of our superstars, Bradley Lands, was talking about his Atlas journey. And in a strange way, it sort of mirrors this idea that you just never know what's going to come out of the Atlas conference. Ashley or Kelsey, do one of you guys want to tell us a little bit about what he was sharing on social media?
Yeah, absolutely. So Bradley shared with us that he came to the conference, I think, for the first time in Orlando. And there he kind of plugged in with the community and he learned about the Atlas Leadership Institute. And that kind of planted a seed with him. And so he decided after that conference to apply for the next cohort. And so he spent that year going through the program, which Ashley can definitely expand upon after this. And since then, he is now the chief technology officer at his school. So he's gotten a promotion. He really is now a strategic leader in his school. He's also published a book. Check that out. Shout out to Bradley's book. And so, you know, he really credits that to, if I hadn't come to the conference, I wouldn't have known about this. I would not have this now incredible community to support me through my career. It's opened doors for him that he didn't even know existed before coming to the conference. And I just encourage any listeners who are on the fence about coming, think about that. Like, you just have no idea what that one action, that one decision to register for an event will open up for you. And I definitely would love for Ashley to talk a little bit more about the Atlas Leadership Institute. The graduation of the current cohort will happen at the conference. So Ashley.
Yeah, absolutely. It's been a really exciting thing to see the Atlas Leader Institute, the ALI program, evolve over time. And now every year we have this huge reunion of all of the people that have graduated over the years. So this alumni community, we actually get together at the conference and have this amazing event. And we also have our current cohort, they have a graduation ceremony. So they actually get to walk across the stage in front of hundreds of their colleagues. But if you haven't checked it out yet, you should really look into that Leadership Institute. I tell you, it's so powerful. One of my favorite stories is actually Joe Carver went through the Institute himself. And after he did that, he started sending his colleagues, his coworkers, other people at his school. Joe has now sent 6 different people through the program. So if that doesn't speak to the power of it, I don't know what does. Really amazing program. So definitely check that out as well. We'll link to that in the show notes.
Joe is a raving fan of ALI. I love it. You know, one of the things that I'll kind of wrap us up with is talking just about that piece of recognition. Yeah, we recognize our Atlas Pillar Award winners. We celebrate the accomplishments of the current ALI cohort. There's a lot of recognition for our volunteer leaders. But I think even more so than the official efforts at recognition, the conference itself is sort of a recognition, right? Because I think a lot of people operate on their own island at their schools. And so coming to a conference full of a bunch of other people just like them is something that just facilitates a true sense of belonging and recognition for the work they do. You will never find a place you are more celebrated for what you contribute to your schools than at the Atlas community. So I think it goes back to that really powerful network that we all create and hang out together. And I think that sometimes at the conference, we at the Atlas staff level, we like to introduce new things and make new announcements. And I know we have a couple of surprises up our sleeves. Nothing quite like launching a new certification program. That was a once in a career kind of effort. But I do think that we have a lot of new products and announcements that we like to roll out as well. So there's always like lots of little treats and Easter eggs in attending our conference. And I think that's really cool. So before we wrap up and head out, obviously we're all heading to Reno. We'll be there. We'll be there for our community to support this event unfolding. What are you guys looking forward to? What do you get excited about when you think about us heading toward the airport in about what, 7 weeks from now?
Yeah, it's coming up fast. One of my favorite things is I think back on conferences was a conversation that I had with Shandor Simon, a longtime Atlas member back in Dallas. And we were sitting around and he said, you know, my favorite thing about this event is that it starts out where people bring their problems, but it's not just a gripe session because it instantly turns into the community helping to solve and offer solutions. And I love that energy so much. But personally, one of my favorite things to do during the conference is to introduce people to each other. So I love to facilitate amazing connections. So I would love for you, listeners, come find me at the conference and let me help you get introduced to other people that you may not know in your region or other people that are doing similar work, or maybe that they have tackled a similar challenge at their school and they can help become that network for you. So we love to facilitate those connections, and the community is just fabulous. By far, my favorite thing about the event.
I have to be honest, and one of my favorite things about the event is that as someone with a food allergy, who's also the event planner, I'm excited for all the food we're going to have. We make sure that everyone gets something good to eat and walks away with full bellies and happy hearts. But no, in all seriousness, I just love being around both our members and our vendor partners. I love the energy. It really fills my cup. For me, I kind of look at that as, I know it's not January 1st, but to me, it feels like the start of a new year. I walk away from the conference and I just feel re-energized. Our staff gets together after the conference and kind of makes a little bit of a staff strategic plan after that. And I look forward to it so much. I can't wait.
It is kind of a start to a new year, isn't it? There's always new topics and new people, new faces. So it is kind of a fresh start to the year. That's really cool.
I certainly look forward to seeing again the people that I met last year, because this will typically be the only time I see them. So that's always fun. I look forward to definitely focus on speaking about the certification and helping people understand it better and what it can mean to them. And from a personal perspective, you know, with any conference, I enjoy the travel. I enjoy discovering a new city. I've never been to Reno, and I know it's popular for certain things, but anytime I go to a new city, I like exploring things like the food, finding a great restaurant, finding a great brewing company, perhaps.
Not surprising.
That has their own beverages.
This does not surprise me about you, Peter.
That's always an aspect of attending a conference that I like.
Well, we are going to be together April 7th through the 10th. We kick off on a Sunday with some pre-conference workshops and a fabulous reception. We go through midday on Wednesday. I know that sometimes it can take a couple hops to get over to a city like Reno, but there's a reason that we picked it. It's more affordable on the ground. We're hoping that people can bring more of their team. For whatever inconveniences in travel, we will certainly make it up to you once you put your feet on the ground and step into the beautiful property of the Grand Sierra Resort. We look forward to greeting you there on behalf of the staff and the entire board of directors at Atlas. We know it's going to be a great year, and it looks like it's going to be a record-breaking year. This association has been together hosting events for almost 10 years. This will be our ninth event. And I mean, we're within spitting distance of breaking some records, aren't we, Kelsey?
We sure are. I'm so excited about the energy going into this event. This year just feels different.
It does.
It's the year to come.
It is the year to come. Well, we hope that we have given you some answers in terms of what to expect at the annual conference. As you can tell, we're a wee bit excited, and we are certainly looking forward to rolling out the red carpet for you. We hope you can join us in Reno. If for some reason you can't, make plans to be with us next year in Atlanta, or look into those virtual offerings because you can get a little taste of the annual conference even if you're not in a position to attend. Kelsey, Peter, Ashley, thank you guys so much for taking a few minutes out of your busy planning day to join me on the pod and talk about why we're so excited about Reno.
Thanks for inviting us on, Christina. Peter, Ashley, Christina, it's always good to see your faces.
See you all in Reno.
Absolutely.
All right, guys, we'll see you there.
This has been Talking Technology with Atlas, produced by the Association of Technology Leaders and Independent Schools. For more information about Atlas and Atlas membership, please visit theatlas.org. If you enjoyed this discussion, please subscribe, leave a review, and share this podcast with your colleagues in the independent school community. Thank you for listening. This episode has been brought to you by Toddle. Atlas thanks our vendor partners for their support.